This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The ice and snow are gone, but there is a long, long tale from the weather that hit Texas a couple of weeks ago. The state's biggest power co-op filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection today, citing, they said, a nearly $2 billion bill from the state's electricity grid operator following the storm. As Marketplace's Andy Eula reports, those things can happen when you let the market dictate prices on a grid that's not connected to the rest of the country.
Brazos Electric is a cooperative that pays the grid operator to get electricity to hundreds of thousands of Texans. The grid operator is called ERCOT.
They're like a toll road for the electricity system.
Costa Samaras teaches environmental engineering at Carnegie Mellon. He says in the February deep freeze, Brazos Electric ran up bills many times higher than they'd normally be.
The prices are allowed through the Texas electricity system to rise when demand is really high and supply is low. That's kind of the theory of all this.
The theory behind the largely deregulated market, a system that many are now questioning. David Spence teaches energy law at the University of Texas. He says, in fairness,
I don't know that anyone ever anticipated an event like this when they were designing that system. Now, this seemed like a black swan event in that sense.
But a similar event did hit Texas 10 years ago, and lawmakers decided not to winterize. Emily Grubert at Georgia Tech says there's an opportunity again to rethink infrastructure more generally.
I think we need to be really, really thoughtful about when it is actually logical to spend a little bit more money here to make sure that these systems actually do what we want them to do for the next several decades.
Brazos Electric said before the freeze, it was financially robust. Its bankruptcy filing could be an ominous sign as other Texas power providers assess the storm's damage. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.